This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's Donald Trump whining about now on his social media platform? Oh, he's calling the Lincoln Project perverts. Oh, he's posting more things about E. Jean Carroll, who he was previously found by a federal jury to have sexually assaulted her and then by another jury to have defamed her and owes her $83.3 million. Oh, he's calling Nikki Haley a bird brain. Oh, there are ads being posted in between Donald Trump's posts from Charlie Kirk saying, was the Super Bowl scripted? Whoa, Donald Trump is calling New York Attorney General Letitia James racist names. Whoa, Donald Trump is going after the judge again in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. Oh, Donald Trump is posting deranged conspiracy theories about the 2020 election where he lost over 70 cases. Oh, Donald Trump is posting memes from QAnon supporters. I wish I was making any of this stuff up. This is what Donald Trump is spending his time doing. At the same time, you have President Biden giving fundamentally critically important speeches about our democracy, about our alliances abroad, about infrastructure projects, about protecting and preserving Social Security, about making sure that we could restore women's rights to their reproductive health. Donald Trump this is what Donald Trump is doing. Here's the first post by Donald Trump saying, Judge Kaplan refuses to allow the Anderson Cooper interview on CNN of E. Jean Carroll. He goes, my due process right to defend myself against this false accusation. He goes, Kaplan's refusing my constitutional rights. This is a one-sided trial where the other side is allowed everything and we are allowed nothing. Donald Trump is reposting that message that he had, I guess, originally posted a few weeks back. Why are you doing that? Like, how unhinged and deranged are you? You are attacking your rape victim on your social media platform and posting videos about her. Again, could you imagine if anybody else behaved like this? Set aside in politics, like somebody, imagine at your company where you work, or if you work at a nonprofit, or say you're just part of a social club, or say that you're part of a family, because of the Super Bowl, fantasy football league. And let's just say somebody who was part of your organization or social club was, adjudicated to be a rapist, number one. Would you want that person to work in your organization? I think it's a rhetorical question. And then two, you saw them posting attacks on their victim. Okay? So that doesn't exist anywhere else in the United States without there being a restraining order put on this despicable individual who engages in that behavior. But this is the leader of the Republican Party, mind you, who wants his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, to run the RNC. Oh, by the way, did you see this video right here of Donald Trump? This is before the Super Bowl, where his campaign had little girls show up, little girls who are cheerleaders show up and do a dance in front of Donald Trump while Donald Trump dances to them dancing in front of him before the Super Bowl. This is like some Kim Jong-un, unhinged, deranged, and completely just creepy stuff. Here, play this clip.
Hey,
food has been the same forever, and it's time for cat food to move into the 21st century. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Are you still feeding your cat kibble? Make it your New Year's resolution to have your cat eating healthier food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world. Smalls has helped my cat ensure they're getting the right amount of protein, plus they're genuinely excited for mealtime. Plus, I feel better knowing I'm feeding my cat real food, not burnt kibble. At this point, you might be wondering, why can't I just feed my cat kibble? Believe it or not, your cute kitty descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey for food, and your cat isn't any different. They still need fresh protein-packed meals to be at their best. Other cat food brands know this, but they choose to put their wallets first. They fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. If that sounds gross, imagine having to try to eat it every day. After making the switch to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's a big deal. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they will refund you if your cat won't eat their food. It's 2024. Are you still feeding your cat kibble? Head to smalls.com/Midas and use promo code Midas at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code Midas for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code Midas for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to Smalls, SMALLS.com/Midas now. Here's Donald Trump's next post. He says, the perverts at the failed Lincoln Project, who I was told were left-leaning rhinos that had lost their way and almost all of their financial support, just did an ad showing the grassy, calm, and peaceful southern border, not an illegal migrant in sight, explaining what a great job crooked Joe Biden did in dealing with what has become just one of the many Biden-inspired country-threatening problems facing the United States. They did not happen to mention anything about the 18 million illegal aliens that will have invaded our country, many from prisons and mental institutions by the end of failed Biden administration, nor did they talk about the drugs pouring into the USA in amounts so large that no one just 3 years ago would have thought it possible. Watch what happens to these failed Lincoln Project screwballs. Well, I'll show you the ad because the ad does address it. And if you want to say that people 3 years ago would not have expected this, well, if you're talking about during COVID when there was a mass casualty event because you told people to inject bleach into their arms, when you said like a miracle it was all going to go away and you did nothing about it. But before COVID, if you go back, there were about 4,000 crossings each and every day. You did not secure the borders at all. And in fact, what was interesting is that in a recent photo that was posted by one of your sycophantic supporters, they showed a picture which they purport to be President Biden's border, but in fact, it was a photo from 2018 taken outside of Mexico when Donald Trump was in office. Our editor-in-chief, Ron Filipkowski, posted this because you had these MAGA Republican members of Congress reposting this. This is a photo from 2018. Let me play for you the Lincoln Project ad right now. Play the clip.
Joe Biden is ready to protect America's southern border, crack down on illegal crossings, set tough but fair new standards, build up Border Patrol, adding thousands of new agents, stop the flow of fentanyl, child sex traffickers, and even terrorists. There's only one problem.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has ordered Republicans to block the toughest immigration bill in decades. For all their tough talk, their solution is to do nothing, because Donald Trump needs chaos to win.
He'd rather weaponize this issue than actually solve it.
If he wins, he'll do nothing, just like last time. His wall? A joke. Donald Trump doesn't care if your family's safety or the lives of law enforcement officers are in the balance. He's on the side of the cartels, coyotes, and child traffickers. There's only one candidate who will do something about our border, and it was never Donald Trump.
So you have Donald Trump attacking the Lincoln Project here. He attacks Nikki Haley. He says, watched Bird Brain do an interview yesterday, and she has become a crazed lunatic, totally unhinged. Tricky Nikki is suffering from a terminal disease, Trump derangement syndrome. Not a pretty thing to watch. This is how Donald Trump attacks, especially female politicians. Then as you scroll down on the Donald Trump posts, this is one of the main ads that are on Trump's social media platform. This just goes to show you the unhinged world that Trump occupies and who he partners with on his social media platform. It's Charlie Kirk saying, was the Super Bowl scripted because the MAGA Republicans hate Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? They call him Mr. Pfizer. They say horrific things about Taylor Swift. And of course, Donald Trump also on Super Bowl Sunday took credit and said that he was the man. He said he was the man who made Taylor Swift all of her money. Here's another post by Donald Trump saying, again, he says the racist name about New York Attorney General Letitia James is a corrupt attorney general who knew nothing about my tremendously successful business, but still campaigned on, quote, I will get Trump. Indeed, the actual witnesses in this contrived baseless case established my net worth exceeded that which was reported in my financial statements. And those statements never included my vote, my most valuable asset, the Trump brand. The politically biased judge on the rigged case refused to acknowledge that the appellate division had already ruled in my favor on statute of limitations, ending the litigation. The judge has been overturned 4 times during this trial alone. He is out of control, political operative who valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million when it was worth 50 to 100 times that amount. Again, every single word that spews out of this man's mouth, Donald Trump's mouth, is a complete and utter lie. I mean, you know, where do you begin right here? First off, Donald Trump was too scared to actually be a witness in his case in chief, as was Eric Trump. They testified on cross-examination and claimed not to know really anything about their financials and did not stand behind them in terms of claiming that Mar-a-Lago is worth 50 to 100 times that amount. Mar-a-Lago is not worth $1.8 billion. I'll give you, it's a valuable property, probably $200 to $300 million, but it was actually you, Donald Trump, who devalued the property so that it would come in at a lower appraisal so that you could pay less property taxes, which you did for many, many, many years. And if you paid the appropriate property taxes, if you believe the property was worth $1.8 billion, you'd probably owe very high 8-figure and probably 9 figures in property taxes that you had not paid right here. And you were the one who stated that Mar-a-Lago is a commercial property, that it's a club, not a residential property. That's why its value is what its value was until you then wanted to take out a loan and then inflated the valuation, but never $1.8 billion even with that. Here Donald Trump says, I made NATO strong, and even the rhinos and radical left Democrats admit that. Nobody admits that you made NATO strong. You were there in Helsinki. I did a whole video of this on the Midas Touch Network where you embarrassed the United States. You said how proud and strong Vladimir Putin was. You continued to attack NATO each and every day. In fact, at the time that you were in office, NATO members viewed you as the biggest threat to the entire world over President Xi and Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. A complete laughingstock and a disgrace to this country. There's more posts here by Donald Trump of whining about Justice Engoron and the New York Attorney General case. Donald Trump then reposts a debunked, totally false conspiracy about votes being shipped in to Georgia in 2020 to cause Donald Trump to lose. Again, completely and utterly false. And then Donald Trump also reposting a number of QAnon-style accounts as well with deranged, unhinged conspiracies as well. I mean, let's just compare that, though. I mean, this is a speech that President Biden gave at the same time Donald Trump was posting that. Play the clip.
I mean that the rest of the world looks to us. The stakes are already high for American security before this bill was passed in the Senate last night. But in recent days, those stakes have risen. And that's because the former president has sent a dangerous and shockingly, frankly, un-American signal to the world. Just a few days ago, Trump gave an invitation to Putin to invade some of our allies, NATO allies. He said if an ally didn't spend enough money on defense, he would encourage Russia to, quote, do whatever the hell they want, end of quote. Can you imagine a former president of the United States saying that? The whole world heard it. And the worst thing is he means it. No other president in our history has ever bowed down to a Russian dictator. Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I never will. For God's sake, it's dumb, it's shameful, it's dangerous, it's un-American. When America gives us word, it means something. When we make a commitment, we keep it. And NATO is a sacred commitment.
Here's another clip of President Biden from that same speech. Play the clip.
It's un-American. When America gives us word, it means something. When we make a commitment, we keep it. And NATO is a sacred commitment. Donald Trump looks at this as if it's a burden. When he looks at NATO, he doesn't see the alliance that protects America and the world. He sees a protection racket. He doesn't understand that NATO is built on the fundamental principles of freedom, security, and national sovereignty. Because for Trump, principles never matter. Everything is transactional. He doesn't understand that the sacred commitment we've given works for us as well. In fact, I would remind Trump and all those who would walk away from NATO, Article 5 has only been invoked once, just once in our NATO history, and it was done to stand with America after we were attacked on 9/11. We should never forget it.
Here's another clip from President Biden. Play the clip.
We should never forget it. You know, our adversaries have long sought to create cracks in the alliance. The greatest hope of all those who wish America harm is for NATO to fall apart. And you can be sure that they all cheered when they heard Donald Trump, when they heard what he said. I know this. I will not walk away. I can't imagine any other president walking away. For as long as I'm president, if Putin attacks a NATO ally, the United States will defend every inch of NATO territory.
And then compare that to Donald Trump from South Carolina. Play the clip.
They asked me that question. One of the presidents of a big country stood up and said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I said, you didn't pay? You're delinquent? He said, yes, let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay. You got to pay your bills.
Okay, so folks, you know, I can observe and evaluate with my own eyes or ears, and I could see it. I'm aware of what's happening here. I don't need the media to gatekeep and gaslight what I can see. Just report on the facts, Jack. You understand? Report on what you see. That's what the people want. That's what we want here in the pro-democracy community. Just you could reflect and write about what that is and the comparison, but we don't need you to try to push bogus narratives when Donald Trump is the most unhinged, dangerous, just completely absurd, buffoonish idiot, you know, that there is. And again, my opinion is informed by what I read. That's not normal behavior. That would not be acceptable in any type of entity, period, full stop. So why do we accept it, or why should we accept it in the most important position that has the nuclear code? What? No, not happening. That's why the Midas Touch Network's growing. That's why we'll hit 3 million subs together. Let's do it, folks, and have a great day.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.